Ksubis, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. The next two Mishnayos are really one inyan, so let's give a Hakdama. We're going to be dealing now with Gvias Choyvois. The basis of the din is, of course, what's Negeti Meseches Ksubis, Legabe Gvias Ksuboso. But this is really a klal that's Negeti all Choyvois. We have a basic rule called Metaltli Diasmi Loi Mishtabdi, which means like this. We know that shibudim, in the sense of lekuchos, where Reuven borrows money from Shimon, he has nechosim, his nechosim become meshubid to Shimon. If Reuven sells nechosim to Levi, then Shimon, of course, could be go and be gaiva. Why? Because he has an existing shibud on Reuven's nechosim. We know that that din is only on karka. The din that it's chal a shibud in the property, and even when it's sold to somebody else, the property itself becomes meshubit. It doesn't have to be that you're collecting from the person who owes you money. You're collecting from the nechosim. The nechosim have a din, have a schus to you, have a lien. That din is only by karka, not by metaltin. L'cha'ir, it's only din derabbanon. Most Rishonim say that midaraisa, all property, it doesn't make a difference if it's karka or metaltin, they're both meshubit. Chazal mafkia the shibud on metaltin. There is, if you look at the Shach and others, the Ktzois, the similar test, they bring the Rajba in the end of the first parak Kedusha, big sugi of Shibudim, that holds that the Chilik is Deraisa. Karka is more Shaykh to the Bailim, and therefore the Shibud of a Balchoiv is Chal in a stronger way, even when it leaves the Rishus of the person who owes the money, the Loive, still the Halach is that Neches is Meshuvid, by Metaltan you don't have that. Vinishvi, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, the halacha is that collecting from the meshubadim is because that property has a din to you. There is a din that if a person dies and all his nechasim go to his son, l'cha'ira, the person could collect from the sons, not because, the way Rashi explains this in Bava Metzia, not because the son owes money. We don't see the son as a bal choiv to the malva. They never borrowed money. What it is that since the nechosim are by the Yerush now, so there's a shibud on the nechosim. Which nechosim have a shibud? The nechosim have a shibud. It's karka. Same way if it was sold to somebody else, the same thing is true by Yasmi. This is what Rashi says in Bava Metzia Daf Samach Zayin, which really means that the same idea that's at work with shibudim biyad alekuchas is the same thing as shibudim biyad ha yisoyimim, and therefore metaltli diyasmi loy mishtabdi. When we say metaltli diyasmi, we don't mean the metaltli of the yisoyimim. We mean the metaltli that the yisoyimim yashin from their father. Fafilach, even though they got it from their father, it's not meshubit to the choiv because there's no shibud on it. You can only collect from yisoyimim midin shibud. Now what we're going to see is that how far to take this idea is l'chayra machloik stanoim. Can we move over here in the Mishnah? The way we just explained it is l'chayra straightforward, but it's shitas Rebbe Kiva. So now let's see the Mishnah. Misha meis v'hiniach isho b'alchoiv yoshin. A person died, he left over against his estate, choivois, first of all, ksubas ishtoi. B'alchoiv, he also owes money to somebody. V'yoshin, and he has yoshin that alachar automatically zoicha bin chosov. V'ayaloi pikodoin, oy milva b'yad acher. He has whatever he left over by his children. And over there, whatever cows and whatever furniture and whatever gold and silver and bank accounts there are, all have the rule of metalti diyasmi loy mishtabdi. Only the karka. What happens if there is metaltlin, but the metaltlin is biyad acher? That means that Reuven died and he has a car that's parked in Shimon's garage. It's a pikotin by Shimon. And he has a bank account that's in the bank. It's a pikotin or a milva biyad acher. Reb Tarfin oimer yinosnu lekoishel shebohen. Reb Tarfin says, you don't say that it belongs to the Yisoyimim, and now the Balei Choivois, or the Isha for the same price, who was also a Balei Choiv, can't collect. No, we look at the Pekodoin or the Halvo, Biyad Acher, as not being Beshut the Yoshim, and since it was not assumed ownership of Al Yidei the Yoshim, since the metaltlin are not yet b'shus the yoshim, the metaltlin are not by the yoshim, they're not b'chlal the rule of metaltli diyasmi le'mishtabdi, And Bezdin could be moitzi the pikadon, the car from Shimon's garage, the halva from the bank, the money that the bank owes the maize, and they could give it to the koishel. The word koishel means literally the shvacher, the one who has a miloshen nichshel, the one who has a shvacher claim. Who's that? The Gemara has a machlokes about it. Lemaisa, what the Gemara comes out is koishel is a way of saying the one who has the shvacher raya. Which means that if there's going to be one person who has another place to collect, for instance, let's say the Baal Choyv has a shtar that that predates the issue with the Ksuba. So then the Baal Choyv will be able to go to any karkois that are Meshubin, they'll be able to collect from there. The issue is going to be left out in the cold because her shtar is afterwards, the shtar Yoisa Me'uchor. Then the Baal Choyv is going to collect, the Isha is going to be left out. So Memela, the Isha could go and collect from the Metaltlan, the Pekodin, and the Milvi Biarachem. That's what means Koishel. Obviously, if there's no Karkois elsewhere to collect from, then everybody's a Koishel. Everybody's going to be left out in the cold, because Metaltlan Yasmelem Shtabdi, and therefore we say, no, they could collect from the Pekodin of the Milvi Biarachem. Reb Kiva argues with the whole assumption over here. The Loshen is interesting, but the point is very straightforward. Ein mirachmin bedin sounds like a psa hagosha. It's not. Ein mirachmin bedin means you don't play favorites over here. The Bezdin doesn't have a koich to give it out, but not because we're chepering with the concept of rachmonas. It's because it's mekar din. Eli yinosnu liyoshim. Everything belongs to the ocean. That means, if you think about it, this whole din of Rebbe Kiva is tamur b'yosa. Why? Because when a person dies, his assets, doesn't make a difference if it's karkov, it's his house or his land, or it's money that he has in a bank account, or it's a car, like we said, a bikodin biyadachem. All of it automatically goes to the yoshim. The yoshim don't own the metaltlin that's biyadachem less than metaltlin that's biyadachem, and they don't own the metaltlin that's biyadachem less than the karka. So what type of a thing is this? Is that we look at it as not metaltli the yasmi, and therefore it doesn't have the klal metaltli the yasmi lemishtabdi. Reb Tarfin is very shver. So Reb Kiva is saying the pashtus that all nechosim, as soon as a person dies, are muhzokim biyad bonov, biyad yorshov, and therefore we have a klal metaltli the yasmi lemishtabdi. And like we said, that's meikir adin, because there's no din to collect from the yisraimim elomi din shibud. Shibud is only on karka, not a metaltli. Reb Kiva says it again. He says it interesting. The same way the first half of the sentence he says interesting. He says also, how does he prove that nechosim that are with the Yerusha are completely in Gansen Beshus, the Yerushim, as soon as he dies? Shekulon Tzrichin Shvua, the din is, same way this din of Metalti the Yasmin Lemishtabdi, is a din you can't collect from Yisoyim, a Baal Choyv has to make a Shvua. Kulon Tzrichin Shvua, it's Mechusa Gvaina because they need a Shvua. There's a toyin v'nitten and there's missing a schus until they collect it with a shvur. Ve'en ha'yoshim tzvichim shvur. The yoshim don't need a shvur to collect their father's nechosim. They don't have to collect it. It's theirs. Obviously, the shvur is not the important point over here. It's just a way of bringing out nechosim that are left over by a person who dies belong to his yoshim right away. It doesn't need to be collected. Memela, right away, it's mital to the yasmi. It's theirs. There's no din shibu. Mital to the yasmi le'mishtabdi. Kanira. That Reb Tarfin doesn't have as sharp of a shita in metalti diyasmi lemishtabdi. That means be'etzem you should be able to collect from metalti diyasmi. Chazal made some type of system. The Gemara says maybe zechshash that maybe the father did pay the chayv mechaim. He's not here to deny it. Similarly, we don't allow anybody who has a chayv against Yisoyimim, against the father, wants to collect from them, we don't allow them full recourse. But that's only when the chosim amamish biyadehim. If the chosim haven't yet been taken reshus of, then the chosim haven't yet been taken possession of by the Yisoyimim, so there we're not going to give it the full brunt to the takona not to collect from Yisoyimim. And Mamela, then Bezdin will give it to whoever they understand. The Koishol, whoever they understand, has to have a schus gvia in order to cover the chayv. This is the machlokes of Tarfin Reb Kiva. It still needs more work because the Havana of Reb Kiva is so stark that what the Havana of Reb Tarfin is, one has to go into the sugya with Rishayim. Mishnah Gimel is a continuation of the same idea. Hiniach peis tlusha min hakarka. Let's say a father died, and he left over, this is words that we've had a bunch of times already, over the last perek, he left over metaltlin, he left over peris. Kol hakoidim zochven. Now this doesn't mean that when a person dies, he's nechosim or hefker, of course not. This is Reb Tarfon, that the peros that are in the field were not taken yet possession of by the Yisoyimim, and therefore, whoever has an existing claim could go claim it. I'm entitled to Yasmin Le'mishtavi, we just said. Reb Tarfon holds that din is only true on nechosim that have been taken possession of already by the Yasmin, not by nechosim that are not. There's a machloikis over here. What does it mean that the peros weren't taken possession of? They have to be lying in a Rishus HaRabim. That's the Shita of Rav Shmuel. The Gemara says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechon Shlokish, no, even if it's in a simta, where a simta be'etzim is a mokum that a person could be kainer, but lemaisa, it's not taken possession of yet. It's not mamish b'shus ha'yisoyim, even though theoretically it's munach over there, right now for the yisoyim. A person could do m'kinyim, m'shicha, and m'simta in a side street, and it's considered that he's being moishich l'shusay. So Rav and Shmuel Taka hold that that's called enough b'shus hayasmi that over there you have, even according to Reb Tarfon, you have the klal mutal to the yasmi le'mishtabdi. But this is the shita of Reb Tarfon. Zochso isha yosim ksuboso. Let's say the woman who's collecting, by the way, this is something we didn't point out in Mishnah Beis. We're talking about a woman collecting ksuba from metaltli. We pointed out in Mishnah Aleph that's really a machlokes that we had in the fifth perek where the ksuba is nigves from karka, or even from a taltli. This is a bazundur din, the Chazal limited the nechosim that are eligible to be collected a ksuba from. So Chazal said that you can only collect from karka. The shitzur meir is that even from a taltli. Clearly we're going according to shitzur meir. The gemara's ukimta. So let's say the isha collects from Paris, yoisim ksuba, so she takes, she walks off with more than Masayim Zuz worth of Paris. She has extra now. Balchoiv yoise al choivoi. Well, let's say a balchayv collected extra. Hamoisa, whatever's left over in the Rishus. Again, we don't look at it as metal to diasmi, because it wasn't taken yet possession of. So, you know, Reb Tarfon, you know, Kaishel Shemen. Bezdin will ascertain who has the shvachsta koich gvir and will allow that person in order to give them also a chance to collect their chayv from Kivayim and Nal. Ein merach medin, you know, Yoshim. The nechosim already are completely in the Rishus of the Yoshim. Shekulon tzichin shvur, v'ena yoshim tzichin shvur, they're all mechusu gevayna. The yorish, the yoshim are not mechusu gevayna. And therefore, klapi the yoshim, it's completely in their rishus. We say mitalti diyas miloi v'shtabdi.